office, run down the stairs, only to discover that you parked in the tow-away zone, which, had you been up on time, wouldn't have been a problem. But you weren't up on time, were you? Which means they took your car. And now you gotta go to the impound yard and pay that astronomical fine just to get it back. And you think, here we go again. Of course, now you're 3 hours late to work. And when you finally get there, your boss just looks at you and says, here you go again. Don't even bother to explain yourself. Look, I don't want to hear it. Just get your shit and go, 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 go. Man, you can't catch a break. Like me. It's like, I'm up in the club on a Saturday night, just kicking it, you know, with my boys. Chilling. Having a good time. The DJ throws on my favorite song. And I'm dancing with this sexy ass, honey. And in walks my girlfriend. He takes one look at the situation, comes directly up to me, and proceeds to trip. Oh, man. Here we go again.
Okay. I only smoke weed when I need to, and I need to get some rest. Yo, where's my cess? I confess, I burned the hole in your mattress. Yes, yes, it was me. I plead guilty, and at the count of three, I pull back my duvet and make my way to the refrigerator. One dry potato inside, no lie, not even bread jam. When the light above my head went bam, I can't sleep, something's all over me, greasy insomnia. Please release me and let me dream about making mad love on the heath, tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no relief, I'm wide awake and in my kitchen it's black and I'm lonely. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. Creaking noises make my skin creep. I need to get some sleep. I can't get no sleep.
Beep! house of God. The house of God. The house of God. The house of God. $50 or more. God's house. The house of God. 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 God's house.
God.
The house of God.
God.
God's house.
God.
The house of God.
God.
God's house.
God.
The house of God.
God.
God's house.
God.
The house of God.
God.
$50 or more. Isn't that powerful? Now let me tell you something. We're still beautifying God's house. I need 100 people to write me this week and send a love offering of $50 or more. Let God use you this week for His glory. Let us beautify the house of God together. I am excited about the house of God.
God. God.
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 The house of God.
God.
Isn't that powerful? Oh, we love our own houses, but it's time to fall in love with God's house, to fall in love with doing something for the house of God. I need at least 100 of you listening now to write me and send $50 or more this week for the ministry itself, for the work of God, for the beautification of the house of God. And when you send something for God's house, God's gonna put a miracle in your house. $50 or more.
The house of God. 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 The house of God.
Turn around. She needs to feel you. mom's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair. She's got the sweetest face and the gentlest tones. I love the ground whereon she stands. She's dead.